Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Kisese, a parsha which has an extraordinarily great number of mitzvahs that were not mentioned previously. At the same time, has many of the fundamental mitzvahs, including Yibum, Kiddushin, Gittin, and many other mitzvahs. I'd like to discuss, to begin, the dinim of ribbis, not the halachas of ribbis, which I've discussed on other occasions, but a machshava regarding the isser ribbis, which appears again in this week's parasha. The isser of ribbis is mentioned in Nach as well. In Nevi'im, well, we don't find very many mitzvahs mentioned specifically. In Yecheskel Perek Yud Ches, we have a pasuk, Neshech Nosan, V'sar Bislokach, V'chai Lo Yichya. It talks about somebody who took ribbis, or gave neshech, and such a person, chayi lo yichya, will not live, chazal darshan from that, that somebody who practices lending beribbis and taking ribbis does not get up by tchiyas ha-mesim. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that when Yecheskel was commanded to awaken the atzamos ha-yaveshim, the members of Shevet Ephraim who left Mitzrayim early and died in the valley in Eretz Yisrael, their bones were resurrected by Yecheskel, as we read in the Haftarah on Shavuos, and they came to life again. And Yecheskel saw some bodies that did not come alive, and he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, who are they? And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, they're people who lent money with ribbis. So that an einish for ribbis, besides the regular einishim of the Torah, is she'einai kam l'tchiyas ha-mesim. The question is why this is so. Someone who steals, someone who cheats, is not included in this. Specifically, someone who borrows, or rather lends, beribbis, is included in an additional punishment of not getting up by tchiyas ha-mesim. Why is that so? Rav Druk, Rav Mordechai Druk, in his sefer, brings a tremendous explanation, a tremendous mussar. Rav Druk says that human beings have taivis, and human beings sometimes give in to the test and the siyanis. Unfortunately, there are humans that cheat, that steal, that eat non-kosher food, that struggle with it, and we hope they'll do tshuva and be able to repent for the averis they did. However, there's another level of evil. There's another level of bad. And that is when you see someone else who's struggling, who's suffering, and you look to cash in on his suffering. You look to gain from his struggle. Somebody who lends beribbis is very often someone who sees a friend that's struggling terribly. He is unable to pay his bills. He's going to be thrown out of his apartment. He's facing foreclosure. And you lend him money. What an opportunity for a great mitzvah. But no, you want to take advantage. You want to earn. You want to make money on his tzaris. That's a worse level. That's a deplorable level of taking advantage of somebody else. Someone who lends with ribbis that way has the einish of einai kam l'tchiyas ha-mesim. The sensitivity that when someone is suffering, it should not be a time that you take advantage of his suffering, is a very fundamental idea in the sensitivity of B'nai Yisrael, of Jews who are Rachmanim, who feel another person's pain. Rav Druk brings from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld regarding the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, another one of the mitzvahs in this week's parasha. The halacha is you have to send away the mother when you take the eggs. Don't take the mother and the eggs. Rav Yosef Chaim said that if somebody who has to catch a bird, it's very hard. The birds are quick. They run away. When you come upon a bird that's sitting on its eggs or on its chicks, it's reluctant to run away. It pains it. It pains the bird to run away when a human being is coming to take the eggs. It's a greater opportunity to grab the mother bird. Don't do that. Don't cash in on the pain of the bird, because it's easier to catch the mother bird when there are chicks there. You're going to take advantage? It's not a good midah. So the midah of trying to capitalize on another person's pain, even on a bird's pain, is fundamental in that it contradicts the basic idea of Bnei Yisrael, Jews, who are Rachmanim. I would add that this time of the year there are many ads put out which violate this. There are ads for different tzedakas, which may be legitimate or may not be legitimate. I have no idea. I'm not talking about the tzedakas. I'm talking about the ads. The ads look to capitalize on people who are suffering. They say, you're suffering, you don't have a shidduch, give money to this cause, give money to this need. It's a terrible need. Someone else is suffering, someone else is struggling, and you are going to guarantee a Yeshua because they give you money. What a terrible thing. I was once approached by a woman about 5 or 6 years ago. She said, my mother died. It can't happen. I said, why can't it happen? She said, look, there's this ad with a picture of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and it says guaranteed for a good year. And I called them in Elul, and I said, what do I have to give to be guaranteed for a full year? And they suggested $10,000. And this woman told me she only had $7,000. She borrowed $3,000 more. And she paid $10,000, a picture of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, guaranteed for a good year. She did it because her mother was sick. And her mother died? She said to me, it can't be. How could her mother have died? There's a guarantee. The rishis of people who do this with a good intention, perhaps, the nitzrachim. But the rishis of these ads is something that should repulse all of us. We shouldn't respond to these type of things. It's a contradiction to the rachmonim of Klal Yisrael. Ad kan, from Rav Druk, let's move on to a second thought on this week's parasha. For this thought, I want to give a hagdama. There's a Gemara in Harius on Dav Gimel. The Gemara there is talking about an aveira done by the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, something called Par Helim Davish El Tzibur. If the entire Klal Yisrael, or the Gemara says the majority of Jews, are violating an aveira b'shegeg because of circumstances involving a helim davar, a incorrect psak, they bring a carbon, a very specific carbon, as a kapara. What I'd like to discuss is what constitutes a majority of Jews. The Gemara in Harius Dav Gimel says that the majority of the kahal, of the community of the Jewish people, is judged by Jews who live in the land of Israel. The Gemara brings a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, Kahal Gadol Melavai Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. He says the word kahal, or community, applies to Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, within the boundaries of Levai Chamas to the north and Nachal Mitzrayim to the south. That, those people who live in Eretz Yisrael count as kahal, as a community. Davnei Nezer, in Arachayim, Tshuva Shinya Dalet Oyz Dalet, writes in a very beautiful language. Avnei Nezer was known as the Oyhev Eretz Yisrael, one of a tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael. In a different tshuva, he writes that if you buy land, even if you don't live there, you're Mekayim something of a mitzvah, a little bit of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Here, the Avnei Nezer writes regarding this Gemara that Eretz Yisrael is a place that's miyached b'nei Yisrael. Ha'eretz mitzar fosam. The land of Israel has an ability to bring Jews together as a community. That's why there's a special Yetzahara there. The Yetzahara tries to make machlaikis. But the land should be mitzar if yidden. He says the source for this is the Gemara that says that kol Yisrael arevim zu lezu, the idea of arvus, of Jews being responsible for one the other, began when they crossed the Yarden. There was no Arvus in the Midbar. When the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael mitzar fosam, it's a place of ichud of Klal Yisrael, and Golus was scattered. In Eretz Yisrael, you have the potential to be a community. And therefore, he says, kahal is those who live in Eretz Yisrael. He says that's why Kiddush HaChodesh, the designation of the calendar of the years and months, is Dafka by a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful idea, a beautiful thought, that the kahal of Klal Yisrael, those who are in Eretz Yisrael, the rest of us are scattered, detached. We struggle to have the feeling of kihila of Klal Yisrael. What does it have to do with this week's parasha? The Sefer Yerayim in Siman Lamed and it's quoted in the Be'er Sheva on Hari Yisdaf Gimel, it's a kasha. We have in this week's parasha, Lo Yovei Mamzer Bekahal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to enter the community of Klal Yisrael. Lo Yovei Amani Yovei Bekahal Hashem. We have numerous aveiros, numerous people where there's a lav for them to marry into the Jewish people. Su'adaka Kreshivcha Bekahal Hashem. According to this Gemara, Kahal Hashem is only in Eretz Yisrael. It should be mutter to marry any of these people in Chutz La'aretz. Kahal Hashem is Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says. Kahal Gadol Malavaycha Masa Nachal Mitzrayim. And for the Yireim, a beautiful Teretz. He says the community of Jewish people who are obligated in mitzvahs is everywhere. Wherever a Jew is found, anywhere in the world or in outer space, he's obligated in mitzvahs. And to be a Kahal Hashem and a Gala mitzvahs, it's anywhere. Eretz Yisrael has a special blessing of Avira Da'ara Machkim. When it comes to Torah, Torah's Eretz Yisrael is unique. The ability to learn, to study, to know, to have a siyata d'shmaya in studying Torah is special in Eretz Yisrael. We find in the Gemara that Reb Zera moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he was mispaal, he davened that he should forget the Torah he learned in Chutz La'aretz, something many people do today without having to be mispaal for it. Torah's Eretz Yisrael is unique. Par Elam Davashel Tzibor, which is a kapara, for a lack of scholarship, a mistake that was made in Pesach by the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael. For that, for a kahal of Lame Day Torah, Eretz Yisrael is unique. And therefore, the Kesher Chutz La'aretz Eina Minat Minyan. The groups that live in Chutz La'aretz don't count in this Minyan. Eretz Yisrael is unique for Limud HaTorah. Avira Da'ara Machkim. We see it today, the Torah scholarship in Eretz Yisrael far outshines the scholarship in Torah in Chutz La'aretz. It's returned, the Kinyin Tzei Torah has returned to Eretz Yisrael in our own days. When you visit Eretz Yisrael, take advantage of it. The avir of Torah, the goals of Torah, the ability to learn. The kahal of Torah Hashem is Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to end with a kasha. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha, alav. He shomer is alav. He shomer b'negat saras, l'shmer ma'id. Says, be careful to avoid a negat saras, to be a mitzvah. No, did you ever do this? Did you ever avoid saras? Well, we think of it as something not applicable today. The Chafetz Chaim, in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Lav Gimel, says that somebody who is careful not to speak Lashon Hara is Mekayim Dislav. He's Shomer B'negat Saras. Because Saras brings, Lashon Hara rather, brings Saras. And he says that this Lav applies today. Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara violates the Lav of He's Shomer B'negat Saras. And in the footnote he explains that it's a real Lav. I don't understand. How could it apply today? We have no Negarim today. He shomer b'negat saras. You have a Jew. He doesn't want saras. If it would be saras, he wouldn't speak Lashon Hara. If he speaks Lashon Hara, Zarto Chafetz Chaim, he violates he shomer b'negat saras. Maybe he violates the spirit of it, but the Aveira. Sarachian? Could it be that we're really obligated to think of it that way? To think of it as deserving the negat saras, even if there's no saras today, but the heavenly Einish, the spiritual Einish, perhaps applies. I'm not sure, but this is the Chafetz Chaim, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, right in the beginning of the Psicha, Lav Gimel. Good time of the year to buckle down and be careful not to speak Lashon Hara. And with that, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Please remember something unique. This week, we will lay the Haftarah of Parshas Noach. And you say, ridiculous, it's Parshas Kiseitze. Why are we going to lay Parshas Noach? And the answer is that 2 weeks ago in Parshas Re'eh, it was Rosh Chodesh. We missed one of the seven of Nechemta, which is the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh. This week, we lay the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh and the Haftarah of Parshas Kisaitse, which appear next to each other in Sefer Yeshaya. And guess what? The Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh is half of the Haftarah of Parshas Noach. The Haftarah of Parshas Kisaitse is the other half. If you turn to the Haftarah of Parshas Noach this Shabbos, you will be listening to the entire Haftarah of this year's Parshas Kisaitse. And therefore, the eyebrow-raising announcement, today we will be learning the Haftarah of Parshas Noach, is a very appropriate announcement for Bleak. Of course, everyone will know what you're talking about, having listened to today's shiur. A guten Shabbos to one and all.